A record number of Arkansans are hospitalized with COVID-19 as the state's cumulative case count climbs over 40,000. At his daily update on the virus this afternoon, Governor Asa Hutchinson announced 734 new cases, bringing the state's total to 40,181. Hospitalizations increased by 12 to 501. 428 Arkansans have died from the virus, an increase of 20 from yesterday. That's the most deaths reported in a single day, though Dr. Jose Romero, acting health secretary for the Department of Health, noted six of those deaths were the result of late reporting. Governor Hutchinson said today's news was not good.
And so these are not good numbers. Whenever we've gone over the 40,000 mark cumulative in terms of our total cases, when we've gone over 500 in our current hospitalizations, these are both high water numbers for us. And of course, having an increase of 20 in terms of our deaths is not good news as well.
Hutchinson reported more than 5,200 tests were completed in the last 24 hours. So far, 170,119 tests have been completed in July. Although there has been a lag in testing results, Hutchinson said contact tracing is still an effective strategy in combating the virus.
You don't see any states, even though they struggle just like we do in terms of timeliness on some of the testing results, nobody's moving away from contact tracing. It's an essential investment that we have to do because it still makes a difference. And we're getting some test results within 2 days, some 3 days and 4 days. That's still very useful. We still have to be able to follow up with the contact tracing. We learned from that, and we also are able to give isolation instructions to prevent the spread even further than that.
Dr. Romero with ADH reported the state has 6,565 active cases. Of those, 79 are in nursing homes, 225 are in correctional facilities, and 6,261 are in the community. There are 110 patients on ventilators, the same as yesterday. The top five counties with the most new cases are Pulaski County with 55, Benton County with 50, Mississippi County with 48, Sebastian County with 45, and Washington County with 45. Prior to the governor's briefing this afternoon, the Arkansas Legislative Council convened for a special meeting to address an Arkansas Health Department request for $7 million in federal CARES Act funding to help curb the spread of COVID-19 in the state's Latinx and Marshallese communities. Both groups have been disproportionately affected by the coronavirus outbreak and account for nearly 70% of positive cases in Northwest Arkansas. The money will be allocated to the Northwest Arkansas Council, which has been working with a coalition of local healthcare providers during the pandemic. The coalition includes the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences in Fayetteville. Pearl McElfish, vice chancellor of the campus, who has worked with both Latino and Marshallese populations for years, spoke to lawmakers before the vote.
We really felt, as the CDC recommended, that a three-pronged approach of having testing, having contact tracing, and enhanced case management so that once you tell someone to stay home, that you're able to ensure that they're connected with the services needed in order to do that was necessary in order to begin to slow the spread.
Nearly $3 million will be put into contact tracing and navigation staff. $1.5 million will be spent on enhanced case management, and $2.5 million will go toward testing uninsured and special populations. While the funding will be used in Northwest Arkansas, it will also be used to assist health officials in Independence, Randolph, Sevier, and Yell counties, which are also home to Latino and Marshallese communities. While some lawmakers did voice their opposition to the spending, most arguing the health department should have already made investments in helping both groups, the proposal passed with majority approval.